Welcome to the 2014 Alabama football preview at BunSports.com. A year ago, the Crimson Tide, under the leadership of A.J. McCarron, went 11-2, lost a heartbreaker to Auburn to end the year, precluding them from being in the national championship or the SEC championship, and then lost to Oklahoma decisively in the bowl game. They returned 7 starters on offense, 5 on defense. I'm Jacob Bunn, joined by the college football professor, as always, here at BunSports.com to preview the Crimson Tide's 2014 campaign. And you look at last season, it was so close to being another championship, 3 in a row, yet so far away. What do you take away from that going into this season?
Well, I think perspective has a lot to do with this. 11-2 overall and 7-1 in the conference would be a super season for anyone except Alabama. And they lost their focus to be the best team again. You know, when you are playing championship level, you not only have to have good players, you not only have to have a good plan, but you have to play with an edge. And somehow their focus and edge was lost, even in some of the wins that last year. They didn't perform at the level that they could have. And, you know, that's just football.
Once again, the Crimson Tide had a consensus number one recruiting class, and to ask you, as I've done in every preview we do this year, who's going to be the newcomer to step up for each team? Well, for Alabama, you could just about close your eyes and pick a name, but I am asking you, who do you think could have the most impact this year?
Well, again, as you've just alluded, they had the best recruiting class again, and I think maybe, could we just list 3?
Okay.
And that would be offensive lineman Cam Robinson. And I think, Jacob, that there's a very good chance he starts at tackle for them.
I think you're right.
And then a defensive lineman by the name of Deshaun Hand. He might be one of the better ones they brought in a long time, and they bring in good ones every year. And then defensive back Tony Brown. Look for those to be the cream of the crop for this fabulous crop of recruits. Now, while many of this class will get top billing, the most important newcomer might be quarterback Jacob Coker.
Sure, absolutely. And let's go there to talk about the strengths and the weaknesses of this team. I think the quarterback is going to be a question mark, as you mentioned. Running back, of course, again, with T.J. Yeldon and Derrick Henry, and also Kenyon Drake in the backfield. That's going to be an asset. The wide receiver corps, DeAndre White, Christian Jones, and, of course, Amari Cooper, who everyone knows is very talented as well. That's going to be a strength. And then you look at this defense. I think the defense could be a lot better than it has been the last couple of years for Alabama.
Well, I think, first of all, if we just looked at the fact, the talent. This is Alabama's got the best talent of any team in the nation. Now, I didn't say they'd win all the games this year. I'm saying they got the best talent. And it might be, now, Jacob, this might be a startling comment, but this might be the best talent that Alabama's ever had on the roster at one time. Now, you think about, led by T.J. Yeldon, Amari Cooper. The Crimson Tide has playmakers galore, running backs, wide receivers. And then they add in Cam Robinson, and he enrolled early, which helps him to be able to be more prepared to play. But the question is, as it always is, they have the best talent. But will they have the best team? That's what we're going to talk about in a moment.
Absolutely. And let's talk about what they have to endure this year to perhaps get back to a championship. They start with West Virginia. That one's in Atlanta. That's the Saturday primetime game from the college football kickoff on the first weekend. Florida Atlantic, then comes to Tuscaloosa, followed by Southern Miss, and then a visit from the Florida Gators, which will be interesting. They get an off week before traveling to Ole Miss. Then they travel to Arkansas, Texas A&M at home, and then at Tennessee. An interesting stretch right there before their closing stretch of the year, the final 4 games. They go to Baton Rouge, always a tough one there. Mississippi State at home, Western Carolina at home, and then they end this year. They get the Iron Bowl. Of course, we all know what happened last year. They get that one at home this year, and they'll probably have revenge on their minds. So you look at this schedule. What is the most crucial stretch or game for Alabama this year?
I think it's Ole Miss at Ole Miss. I think that game, getting Mississippi State, Auburn, and Florida at home helps. But I think playing Ole Miss early in the year at Ole Miss will be a huge factor in deciding what kind of season Crimson Tide has this year.
I think that's very interesting. And as we pointed out on our Ole Miss preview, if you heard that when we did that, Ole Miss This is the first time they've played Alabama in Tuscaloosa, in Oxford in 3 years. They've had to go to Tuscaloosa the last 2 years. Well, here's my prediction for the Crimson Tide. I think they will go 10-2 this year, 6-2 in the SEC with their only losses at LSU, and I think they will lose the Iron Bowl once again to Auburn to end the year. So I think Alabama 10-2, 6-2. How do you see the Crimson Tide doing this year?
Well, one question on the Tide fans' minds is how will Lane Kiffin impact the team?
Yes.
But a better question is who will be the quarterback and how will he do and how will they incorporate O.J. Howard? How are they going to use him? And will freshman Marlon Humphrey, Lawrence Jones, be a boost to the secondary along with the already mentioned Tony Brown? This team may have better talent than any Alabama team, but can they become a team? If so, look out. Playoff team could win it all.
Alabama, always a championship contender. They will be again this year. Again, the Crimson Tide, 11-2 last year. They'll try to get back in that form again this year. The Alabama Crimson Tide 2014 football preview here on BunSports.com. I'm Jacob Bunn for the College Football Professor. We'll see you next time.